Blog Talk Radio.
They're here for the American dream, but they've given us the American nightmare. Our beloved son, Jamil Shah II, was brutally murdered by an illegal alien gangbanger. Our government wants to protect the illegals, but who's going to protect the Americans and the legal immigrants? We are, with Jamil's Law. Log on to jamielslaw.com, jamielslaw.com. Together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the USA.
In memory of our son, Jamil Shah II, and all the innocent victims murdered because of the illegal alien invasion, and in memory of Terry Anderson, we plan on being here every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time because their work is not in vain. Welcome to Jamil Law on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Anita Shaw.
And my name is Jamil Shaw. Thank you for being with us. Sunday night, Blog Talk Radio. No games going on tonight, so no excuse, everybody. Everybody should be real rested, ready to start another week like the NBA. Everybody had their game seven, so everybody's ready to... Everybody's rested, went home, visit the family, whatever. Now it's time to start another chapter and keep moving forward. And that's how it is with this, you know, with us in the legal migration fight. It's election time. You can notice you're starting to get election stuff in the mail. They're going to start, you know, lying. Everything is the time to start lying. I was looking at some of those ads, and it's a trip how some of those ads are. You can see the people saying stuff that they know you want to hear, and you know, and they know damn well they're not going to do that stuff. You know, they know they say that stuff, you know, and we never hold them. We don't even hold people accountable for nothing no more. They'll say they're going to do all this stuff during the election cycle, and as soon as they get in, they do nothing. Some of them will turn against you and start doing stuff that they didn't say they were going to do. We need to hold them accountable. That's all we have. That's all we have. That's why we got to get people who want to be held accountable. See, the old politicians, they don't even want to be held accountable. They, you know, they flim-flam the process to where you don't even know what the hell's going on. Even if you're an informed kind of person that tries to find out what the hell is going on, you still can't find out everything because everybody's secret. Everybody's scared for their job. They got a lot of good people who see stuff happening and won't say a damn thing because they got to eat. You can't blame them at the same time. You know, it's going to take people to stand up. The people who don't give a damn, those are the ones. See, some people just don't give a damn. I think I'm one of those people who, you know what I mean, if I got to get fired from my job, if I was going to get fired for being a legal alien hater, because that's what I am. I hate illegal aliens. I don't hide it. The owner of my company, no. People at work, no. I don't run around the job with a T-shirt on saying I hate illegal aliens. But, you know, everybody, no. I don't bother nobody. I don't hound nobody. I'm not making nobody's life miserable at work. But if I could, you think I wouldn't? If my job would let me and it was okay with them, of course, I'd be running around the job with illegal alien stuff on. But I'm sure, you know, it's a business. I understand that. But at the same time, the people, the employees know what's going on. Everybody there know my son was murdered by an illegal alien from Mexico. And that part is important because people like to just use the illegal alien part so everybody could think, well, he could be from Africa. No, he wasn't from Africa. He's from Mexico. Okay? Now, if I was going to get fired for that, I've been fired already because my job, no, I don't give a damn. Some people give a damn, and they're scared, you know. Just for instance, real quick, Bill Cosby. I know I pick on him a lot because he didn't come through. Bill Cosby was somebody that could have really did something for the legal immigration craziness because enough is enough. When you got illegal aliens murdering, then you can't, you know, Jell-O pudding, screw some Jell-O pudding. You know, you got enough money. How much money you need? I'm sure Bill Cosby, if he never worked again, rest of his life would have way more money than he could spend, just normally spending. But anyway, Bill Cosby's son was murdered by an illegal alien from Ukraine, and he didn't do a damn thing. Why? Well, I mean, come on, why not? I mean, I think about that all the time. Why didn't Bill Cosby fight like you hear him talking all that stuff about black men, huh? I mean, he loves to talk about that. And some of it's due. Some of those men need to be talked about. You know, because I'm from the old school, so to speak, that, hey, you really, if you're taking care of your kids and you're a man, you're not really doing nothing special. You're supposed to do that. So I don't look for people to say, hey, man, you're really doing something, and wow, like, you know, because I was always into my kids, you know. I still have another son, and, you know, I try to stay into my kids, and I understand I got to support them, and, you know, my money is their money, and so to speak, you know what I mean? So you really don't have that, you know, freedom to just go out and have fun by yourself because you have kids, right? But anyway, Bill Cosby talked about black men really bad because it needed to be done. But then his son gets murdered by an illegal alien from the Ukraine, and he don't do nothing. I mean, it doesn't make sense. You know, I can't understand it. Can you imagine if Bill Cosby would say, you know what, screw this. What the hell is going on around here? My son dead, legal alien, shot him to death for nothing, over some money, trying to get high. You know, he didn't do nothing. And I remember Bill Cosby called my house, and it was weird because, come on, Bill Cosby calling me, you know, at that time I'm weak, I'm grieving hard. I'm, you know, it's like another world. It's hard to explain, but one of our, the person that's getting ready to come on, Karen Anderson, she knows what I'm talking about, that feeling where you really can't compare it to nothing, so you really can't, when you try to explain to people, you really can't explain it properly because you really have nothing to compare it with because you're just now getting it for the first time. But anyway, Bill Cosby called and we talked, and at the time, I knew his son was killed by a legal alien, but it wasn't really fresh in my mind because I don't even think, I'm not 100% sure if we knew my son was murdered by a legal alien at that time. I don't think so because it happened really fast. But I can understand. But Bill Cosby was talking like, hey, you know, we in this together. And like, we was like, you know, we're going to do something, you know, like a camaraderie. And, you know, me and Camille going to come to town. We're going to take you and, you know, you know, your son's the mother to dinner. And excuse me. Man, this allergy out here in L.A. is really hot. Allergies is going. But anyway, man, he talked all that stuff. You know, you can imagine me. Here I am being, you know, I'm Jamil Shaw, regular Joe Blow, Bill Cosby on the phone. You know, I think Tom Brokaw was called to introduce Bill Cosby. So I'm like, wow, this is, you know, this is a big deal. And then to talk to Tom Brokaw and talk to Bill Cosby and, wow, you know, this is major. Come on, man, this is a big deal. You know, I'm not going to sugarcoat it, act like, oh, I didn't give a damn, and I always talk to people like that. No, I was in awe. Bill Cosby gave a damn. He called because he heard what happened to my son, and he called to help me out to get through it. I thought that was the biggest deal ever. You know, I mean, I've been watching Bill Cosby all my life. Never thought he'd be calling. Of course, why he called? Because my son is dead. Still, I still felt that he was going to, you know. Man, I ain't heard from Bill Cosby since. That was such a disappointment, man, because he talked all that stuff. Never called, never went to dinner, never did nothing. Once Bill Cosby found out a legal alien was involved, and he got the hell out of there because he knew. He knew where I was going. I guess the word got out before you know. I'm sure he knew. Come on, man. He called my house. So I'm sure he was following the story. So he heard when the legal alien from Mexico did it, Bill. Oh, shoot, what are we going to do, Camille? Well, Bill, I think you should go for it. I'm sure Camille was like, screw the legal alien. I wish he would do something for our son. You lazy bastard. You know, sitting up here eating Jell-O pudding. You should get your ass out. Oops, excuse me. See what I'm saying? Sometimes you get carried away. But I'm sure somebody in the house was like, man, Bill, you ain't going to do nothing for your son. You got all this money, all this power. Do something. Man, your son shot dead in the street. The man, dude, your son got money. He could have easily called somebody to change his tire. But for some strange reason, Bill Cosby's son thought he could change his tire in L.A. without being shot dead by a damn legal alien. See, people think that. People think they can move around the city and without being murdered. Especially by a legal alien, but just being murdered. You can just look at all the people walking around the city. You can tell most people are not worried about being murdered. At least, it's different at nighttime. We ain't talking about nighttime. You know, I'm talking about just regular day, sunny. You can just look at all the people walking around. Nobody got their guns out in their hand and bulletproof vests on. People just walking around, they just assume that most people don't do that kind of stuff. It's obvious the way God designed humans that we don't kill just for the hell of it. or there wouldn't be no people left. You know, everybody would have been dead in biblical times. Everybody would been gone. So it's obvious we wasn't designed to just kill. Oh, what? You step on my shoe and start killing people. No. It's supposed to take something, you know, for you to kill somebody. But you got people out there killed just for the hell of it. They run you over. They're using cars as weapons. If somebody run you over in a damn car, that's just as bad as getting shot to death. You dead? Whatever doesn't matter how you died. Sometimes people say, oh, my son was, this one lady said my son was in a car accident, so it wasn't like your son. Lady, please. Your son dead, right? Yeah. What difference does it make if he got shot or in a car accident or he drowned or like he... See, but people don't understand that because people try to... It ain't about that. It's about doing something after it happened because death is not designed to do something. The grieving process is not designed to act for action. It's designed to sit and think and cry and be sad and hurt and all that stuff. And you're going to get all that stuff 24/7. I don't care who you are, what you're trying to think. That's how it's going to be. Because you died. When your loved one died, so did you. You're gone. You started your new life. I tell everybody now, I'm about 6 years old. I'm a little more than 6 years old now because I died March the 2nd. Everything that made me who I was, gone. Everybody who can identify to that only know that because somebody in their family died. It's that sudden death. Death is bad enough. But that sudden death, man, you can't prepare for that. You walking down the street on somebody dead, what are you going to do? You're going to grieve or you're going to lose your mind. You're going to lose your mind either way it go. Now, you can lose it and go crazy, or you're going to lose it and be an activist, or you're going to lose it. But your mind gone. You lost that. It's over. Because what made you normal was that loved one that's gone. So unless you can get that person back, you will never be the same again. A lot of people go crazy trying to get back to where they used to be. Because they don't want to go through this new life and this stuff that's happening. They don't want to do that. I know, because I'm going through it, so I can tell you what's going on. I ain't going to really lie to you. I'm telling you what I done went through. It's real. You can avoid that by doing something before. They have what they call preventive maintenance. That's what the police is there for, to stop the crime. Police don't stop crime. You can't depend on the police. Anyway, I got a lot to say, but we can talk forever about stuff like that. But nothing's going to happen if you just sit in the house and cry. I know. I sit in the house and cry all the time, but I try to do something. And you always, at the end of the day, no matter what you do, you always realize, man, that wasn't nothing. You be out there doing stuff, your whole day full of doing something, and you come home and you realize, that wasn't S-H-I-T. I ain't going to lie to you. You be like, man. Because you be thinking you're doing something and you're feeling good because you think you're helping your loved one out and you come home and you realize, oh, you're always like, oh, yeah, that's right. You go back to that. You be like, damn. Then you move on and you try to, it's bad. Anyway, we're going to get Karen Anderson on. Karen Anderson has got a story about her son, wouldn't bother nobody. Doing everything right. We're not there running around, killing, shooting, nothing. That's what I'm telling people. You ain't got to do nothing nowadays. See, good, evil loves good. See, that's the bad part. Good don't need evil. When you're good, you don't need evil to exist. You can be good and never have evil and have a good life. But when you're evil, you can't have no fun unless you're dealing with good people. Evil don't like to just mess with evil people. Look at all the damn evil people just running around here now. Sure, they killing all the good people, and they be living a long time. Look at Charles Manson and all these people. Live a long time. All these evil-ass people, old, and just doing evil for long periods of time. Good people, good die young. We all hear stories about good people dead. All the potential gone, what they could have been, what they doing, all this good stuff. And it's like, damn, because you know what good was going to happen, and you knew all this nice and all this fun and all this excitement was happening, and now you can't even get it because some crazy-ass illegal alien running around here killing. That, man, drive you crazy. Just be thankful. If you ain't never dealing with that, you get on your knees right now and say, thank God I ain't got to go through with Jamil Shaw and Karen Anderson and all those other people got to go through. Because you lucky. you blessed, however you want to say it. Anyway, I'm going to get Carrie Anderson on, and I'm going to tell her story, and then we give our websites and all that so you can follow. Let me open up the mic. Give me a second, Karen. Here we go. Karen Anderson, are you there?
Yep, I am. Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Nice to hear from you. And sorry about your story. You know, I read it, and, man, it's, I know. That's some cold-blooded stuff, man. It's just, man, you just want to just... They're lucky, you know. I tell people all the time, if death was, if the grieving process was more energy, so to speak, can you imagine all the people out there running around hunting down all these murderers? And it'd be like posses, everybody out there doing stuff, because you could tell that it's not designed for that, and that's the bad part. I wish God, when he allowed this grieving process to be a part of our life, I wish he would have tweaked it enough to make people want to do more, because the way he has it, it's hard to get out there and do stuff. But anyway, I'm going to tell you a story, and we'll go from there.
Well, I think I agree with everything you said. You can't possibly explain what you go through, what it does to your life, what it does to your family's life, and unless you've lost a child. I mean, there's just no question. You know, yeah, you kind of do get back to what you might call normal, but there's always a hole in your heart. And every time the family gathers and we're all, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all the family fun times, there's always, you can tell by the look in each other's eyes that there's something missing, and it's our son. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the brother, it's the uncle, it's the dad. Mark had three little boys, and his fourth son was born 2 days after he died. And I think the thing that is the hardest for me is that I didn't realize that his death was caused because there was an illegal Mexican working at the construction site. There were three or four of them. And this particular one placed an eye bolt into a 2,000-pound wall that they were going to raise. They were building a dental clinic. And the job foreman didn't bother to check to see if he put the right eye bolt in. And these people couldn't even speak English, let alone understand what the hell they were doing. But long story short, the job foreman was sitting on kind of a thing that would help him raise, you know, the wall with a strap wrapped around it. He was outside the building, out on the ground. And he yelled up to the Mexican, "Is the bolt in?" And the guy, I guess, said, yeah, it's, you know, he gave him thumbs up, it's ready to go. And even in the job foreman's statement, and I'll tell you his name, it's Joe Ross, and he was, I think he lives up north of Seattle. Anyway, he asked if there were two bolts in the wall or just one, and the Mexican, you know, told him one. And even in Joe Ross's statement, he says, you know, I always haven't put two in with a wall that weighs this much, but I decided to go ahead and go with it. Well, they started to raise the wall. There were several guys under the wall, and the eye bolt just came apart, and the wall came crashing down. I think one of the guys had a broken leg, but my son was trapped under the wall, and he's over 6 foot tall, and the wall came down on his back, and his face was down between his two legs were stretched out in front of him. And he died under that wall. And he did not die fast, like I was told. Damn. And he knew, you know, that he had three little boys and another one on the way. And, you know, he was, I mean, it was a horrible death. And from what I understand, because I went and talked to witnesses, and they said that the whole crew, all of them, were crying. Well, there was a police officer that came and did an investigation, and he could not get statements in English. He couldn't speak to any of the people involved in English. And he just wrote it off as an accident. And I found out from the labor and industry investigator that it was an illegal that put the wrong eye bolt in. The eye bolt was geared to hold a 90-pound weight, and the wall was 2,000 pounds.
Man.
Now, to me, that's not a goddamn accident. That is negligent homicide. It's wrong for death.
Definitely. Yeah.
And I tried for
so
4 years,
to
Jamil.
Mm-hmm. I wondered, were you able to sue? Because I'm sure that was a lot of attorneys
no,
who took that case.
No. You can't sue labor and industries. You can't sue in the state of Washington because you've got Patty Murray here, who's a waste, and you've got, let's see, Christine Gregoire was the governor at that time. She's a big waste. I mean, this whole area was... you know, it's a sanctioned area city, Seattle was, for all the illegals. But I found out from the labor and industry, the investigator told me exactly what happened. And he said, Karen, basically, he said, the eye bolt was wrong and the job foreman screwed up and your son's dead because of that. And I found out from a man way high up in labor and industry that there's nothing that can be done about it, that this state allows illegals in here, and they actually aid and harbor them, which is illegal. That's against the law right there.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And I called the police department. I called the prosecutor's office out of Seattle. I called ICE. I called my representative here in the state of Washington. I tried for 4 years to get a negligent homicide charge against the owner of the business, who was Bart Nelson, and Joe Ross for negligent homicide. And no one did a thing. They didn't do anything at all. So you talk about grief. I have said more than once, and I even had my bags packed at one time, you put me on the border, and I will close it down in probably about 48 hours, because I will shoot everyone
that.
Coming across the border illegally. I don't care if it's a pregnant woman, a child. I don't care who it is.
There you go.
And you let them stay there. And, you know, there's many of us who have had kids or relatives or loved ones killed by these illegal people. And they're not all Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinese are in here.
Right.
The Russians are in here. The Serbians are in here.
Yep. Everybody.
I guess there's Africans.
This is like
there's Muslims.
Yeah, it's like it's crazy. It's like, what the hell is going on? You think somebody would care. I mean, if you were the liberal, I mean, damn, this is your country, too. I mean, why would you... Why they don't care?
Well,
I don't understand. I mean, a vote.
They
I mean,
need
votes
to put,
is nothing. They have grandkids.
They need to put the families. They need to put the families on the borders. We will shut those borders down. But, see, the government doesn't want them shut down because that's their voting base. And they've got all kinds of money involved with these people coming in. They're bringing drugs in. I mean, it's, you know, the big corporations, the businesses want them because they're cheap labor. They don't give a rip about us people.
Well,
so
what about Cal OSHA? Did Cal OSHA come in and did they investigate what happened? I mean, on a criminal offense of the company?
Nope. They came in and shut the job site down for a month and opened it back up again. Claimed it was an accident. They did not. Put the man, the owner of the business, Bart Nelson, they did not put him in jail. They didn't do anything to Joe Ross. They didn't even test for drugs or alcohol or anything at the scene. They did not fine them for hiring illegals. They didn't make the illegals leave the job site. They fined him for the fact that the displacement bolt that was put in the wall was not accurate, and so he was fined. I think it was $15,000. The company was fined. But they all walked.
So
they
nothing?
All walked. Nothing.
So no, even the legal aliens still there working?
Well, evidently they shut the business down, and the ICE, you know, ICE man, ICE out of Seattle, I contacted them, and they tracked the guy who put the wrong eye bolt in to, they said he was in Georgia, but that they weren't going to go after him because the company was too small, and even though there was a death involved, it wasn't important enough and didn't warrant them spending money to go after this company or to go after the illegal. So, you know, it's just, you probably think the same things too. I mean, these people out here, they get away with this stuff, but what they don't realize is that people like you and I sometimes, we sit and we think. I don't know about you, but I've thought several times about things I could do to pay back time.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
But, you know, it's just, that's your child. And I am so upset with this government. It has to go. I'm tired of all the news channels, even Fox News. All they do is sit on there and talk about, well, Obamacare, it's, you know, it's going to do this or that. Who gives a shit? Get rid of the government.
Yeah.
They're
yeah,
the problem.
Right.
And
yeah.
close
yeah.
our
Everybody,
borders.
They're scared.
Yeah. And you and I and all the people who are real patriots and all the people who know why all these illegals are in here, they're the Democratic, you know, voter base. You know, it's just we're allowing it. Jamil, we're all allowing it and letting them all get away with it.
So what are you So where are you now in your fight to get some kind of justice for what happened?
I've kind of moved more into the real problem, which is the government. You know, you could sit and pick off illegals till you grew old and died. I mean, there'd still be millions of them left in this country. We can't do that. So the thing to do, really, Jamil, I think that what we really need to focus on is getting rid of the government. And Operation American Spring is a good start. If the people marching into D.C. this month, if they have provost marshals, I think that's what you call them, with subpoenas, we legally, according to the real Constitution, have a right to have every single person who is a politician. Right now, we legally have the right to have them subpoenaed and jailed and tried. And you know how many of them would end up probably hanging because they're traitors.
It's a whole lot of them that just run around.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Our Constitution is just no more. We lost our right and our Constitution back in the 14th Amendment, and nobody said anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the government just
are using it.
Yeah,
they're using it against us. They're using it like Abraham Lincoln freed them, and we're the ones that hijacked it. I mean, they don't even talk about the civil rights era like it was a black thing anymore. It's more like it's the new civil rights, like Richard Pryor said, they got the new niggas, you know.
I listened to an interview that you did one night, and I was really, really impressed. You were talking to the black people in your area, I think, about standing up and not tolerating the Mexicans coming into your areas. And you had quite a conversation about that, and I was really impressed.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying because that's one way how I was able to work. If black people would have been on the defense when it started, it wouldn't have got like that. But they needed the black politicians had to buy into it, the so-called keep us pacified, and, you know, so they can have this brown movement. And when it came in, they were, you know, it's, but we won't finish with you first. I can talk about me later. So how can people get involved so we can know about how they can touch with you, how they can help you? Because I'm sure a lot of people, man, that story, it's tattooed in my mind. I can just picture the wall coming down on him and him being in that position. Man, that makes my stomach hurt.
Well,
wrong.
I don't know if you did this, but I know two mothers here whose sons died, and they were, you know, different causes of death, but they lost their sons.
Mm-hmm.
And something about that, you know, you're there when they're born, and when you lose a child, at least with me, but I've always been this way, I'm too curious. You've got to know exactly what happened to him. I mean, I talked to the paramedics. I got their full report. I talked to the coroner. I got his full report. I got all the coroner. But I had to. It's something that my son went through.
Yeah, you want to know.
Yes. I had to know exactly what killed him, not just the wall.
Right.
Oh, and then when I called the police department, and talk to the police officer in charge, I think the commander or something, in Federal Way, Washington. And this jerk told me, he said, well, now I can't file negligent homicide charges because he said, Karen, he said, you know, the wall, the illegal didn't kill your son, the wall did. Now, can you imagine a cop with a brain that says, makes a statement like that?
Yeah, but if it happened to him, he wouldn't say that. See, they're in a way, they're lucky because they don't know what it's like, you know. But some people need to know.
He's the first one I wanted to go after.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, some of them need to get a taste.
Far away from me. I don't know. I, you know, and I said, no. I said, don't give me that crap. I said, you know, the guy, and then he told me, he said, no laws were broke. And I said, excuse me? They hired an illegal. Well, yeah, but
they
can't
ahead and
prove
working.
He says, but we can't
they
prove
They could prove
that,
if they wanted
that Martin Nelson knew he was illegal. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you something. I already know that there were 17 other names on the same Social Security number that this guy used. You don't know that?
Why does Social Security Department, when they see that, come on, they see that, they just ignore that. 16 people
on
the same
do.
Social Security number?
Yeah.
I mean, 16
people?
17 come
other
on,
people.
That's, crazy. You know,
nothing happened to him. He got fined $15,000.
And then if you went up in there and they shot the place up, they think they want to lock you up forever.
And God help this court system. If I ever get pulled over and have a traffic ticket or you know, cross the street wrong or wear the wrong color on the wrong day, you never know when you're breaking the law anymore in this country. But if I get arrested and go to court, I've got a few choice words to say in that courtroom because half the time, from what I understand, it's full of Mexicans and they're illegal.
Oh, man. Because if I get jury duty, I'm not going to tell them who I am or nothing. I'm going to get on the jury. I'm not stupid, but, you know, because now when they give me jury duty, as soon as they find out who I am, they just figure, oh, yeah, we can't use him. He automatically... You know, you know, still, what difference does it make? Just because, I want to get some justice. I'd love to get on a jury with some legal aliens that did something. Yeah, it's my right to be, I don't have to agree with you guys, you know. But,
I know.
You have a website. What was that website you were saying? You had mentioned that somewhere is good to start. You want people to go to get some information?
I don't have a website anymore
You had mentioned some website for a little while ago. You mentioned a website, and you said that was a good place for people to start.
I did? I don't remember saying that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. But here's I think I have something right here. It's www.fncic-voicesofillegalaliencrimes is basically, and they have your story. It's voicesofillegalaliencrimes.org, and they have what happened to your son, his story.
Are you talking about the victims?
Of illegal alien crime memorial.
Yeah, that's
there, and people can look at that, and they can see
it. I just don't.
So you have
an
email or something?
This
you
was
want
so long
about
ago.
An email?
No. It's I fought for 4 years to get something done, and I just kind of walked away from it now, and I just live with it and deal with it. And like I said, now I've turned my attention to the government. That's the big culprit right there. That's our big problem is this government. We need to get them out. Get rid of them. Get them the hell out. But you know what they can do is. People who really care and really are concerned about this, they need to talk to their congresspeople. They need to talk to their representatives and their senators in each state. We can do it each state at a time and tell everybody, do something. Get them the hell out. We don't want them here anymore. Mm-hmm. And if you don't do something, you're out. We're firing you.
Yeah.
You're done.
Right. Get the hell out of here.
You know, if we scream loud enough and let all of our politicians know that they don't call the shots, we do, and we're going to fire them. They're done.
Yeah.
And we need to let them know that.
Can't
we just
think
better.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like pack your bags or line up against the wall.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for calling. I mean, we appreciate hearing your story, just looking at the chats, I was going back and forth, just people that are really, pissed off at what happened to your son, Yeah, people are pissed off, the word gets around, because there's so much of this going on and they just ignore it. And I'm just happy that you was able to come in and share your story. And anything we can do to help you and get the word out or stuff like that, I'm going to let people know how to get to your story and maybe you can get something done. I mean, it's hard because it's just people won't give a damn.
I know. But people like you who have your radio station, you're getting the word out every Sunday night. And I'm not sure how you get your crowd, but I know, we need to speak out of the circle, like we don't want to just be speaking to the choir. We've got to reach people who are stupid and don't know what's going on, and that's hard to do.
Because they won't listen. They don't turn to stations that they know that, they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
They go to MSNBC, and they're comfortable on MSNBC. All right, Karen, thank you again. Appreciate it, and feel free to call.
You're welcome.
Call in and do anything you want. Thanks again.
Well, you hang in there too, and anytime, give me a call.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Yep, that was Karen Anderson. People, her son was murdered. It should have been a murder. I mean, damn illegal alien. Can you imagine? I can't get that picture out of my head. Just picture his body in that position with, that something like that on his back. And, you can't even think, man. I'm telling you, some of that stuff is, it's real. You think of like a movie, but that really happened to somebody. And if you go to the Victims of Illegal Aliens Crime Memorial.org, and you can see him holding his baby. He had 3 kids, And then you can tell how she was like, damn, she had to give up. So that's stacked up. But you got to give up because you can't get nothing done. The people that's supposed to help you and can help you, there's a lot that should have been done right there. But they won't do it. They did me the same way. I remember going to all these attorneys just thinking, I know I can get somebody to. Man, they wouldn't even take the damn case. I finally ended up with a neighborhood attorney, and he wouldn't work a damn. You got to even do anything yourself. We're still trying. But it's like, man, people are just so scared and they're lazy and they're so into the money. Nobody won't do nothing for free and to help you. But the legal aliens, they got all these resources of free labor and attorneys and activists, and they got all these people, you know, like in L.A., they got the police chief doing their bidding and the attorney generals and the city hall, and then on your side, nobody. Hey, my son is dead, and is he? Oh, man, we ready to support you. What happened? Was he killed by a white man? No. Were the police involved? No. They was like, damn. Well, what happened? A Mexican, legally in the country. 18th Street gang member shot him dead just for the hell of it. Oh, well, we can't do nothing with that. Why not? Mexican, legal alien, this is L.A. If it had been a white man, though, or the police, see, same thing with Karen. If a white man would have put that eye bolt on, see, that eye bolt was attached to a legal alien, that means you get to walk. If that eye bolt would have been put on there by the police or a white man, oh, yeah, lights out. She would have, everything, it would have been all over the news. White man killed her son, and they would have brought his kids in there. They would show this picture that I'm looking at right now. They would have went to work. Oh, yeah, some guy from the Washington Police Department came in and screwed the last bolt on there. Oh, yeah, that would have been big news. See, but she got assed out, we call it. Because the legal alien did it. See, if a black man would have did it, it would have been the same way. They wouldn't have did a damn thing. Well, we can't go after him because he was black and, you know, Jesse Jackson might say something with his legal alien loving ass. Or Al Sharpton might complain. But we don't like Al Sharpton. Yeah, but we're scared of him because, you know what? He don't give a damn. See, everybody's scared of people who don't give a damn. See, one side they ignore. The other side, they do whatever the hell you ask for. On the liberal side, when you get people who don't give a damn, oh, they get whatever they want because they scared of them. They get whatever they want. On the conservative side, they scared of them too. But you know what they do? Ignore the hell out of them. Don't do nothing. Shh, don't say nothing. What if a man was a big old 1,000-pound slab fell on his back and killed him? He got kids and wife and family. He need... Well, yeah, but we can't do nothing. Why not? The white man didn't do it. Did the white man put the boat on? No. Did the police put the boat on? No. They can't do nothing. Well, the legal alien did it. Yeah, but we can't do nothing. Ain't no laws broke. What do you mean no law broke? I'm looking right now at the Federal Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 8 of the USC, 1324. It says, any person who encourages or induces an alien to reside, knowing or in reckless disregard of the fact that such residence is in violation of the law, okay, shall be punished. It didn't say maybe or let me think about it. Depends on if it's a Mexican or a white man. It says shall be punished for each alien, okay? That's the law, federal law. It says, Section 2274 says, any person, including a group of persons, business, organization, or local government. That means everybody. That's everybody. A group of persons, a business, an organization, or a local government. That's everything, okay? That covers everything, okay? It says, commits a federal felony. Didn't say misdemeanor, or it depends on if it's a white man or the police. It says, when she or he assists an alien, he should reasonably know is illegally in the U.S. Now, people say, well, I didn't know. This says that you should know, okay? It's your job to know, okay? It doesn't say, I didn't know, it means that you get to walk. It says that if you didn't know, like they say in the neighborhood, if you don't know, now you know. It says on here, you should know. Okay, it says, who lacks employment authorization by transporting, sheltering, or assisting him or her to obtain employment. That's the first one. That's the first one. You know how it is in a dictionary. Whatever the first one is a true meaning. Everything else is the same, but the first one really means it. Number two, it says, encourages that alien to remain in the U.S. See, the USA is committing that act all by itself because they give you probation and put you on parole and all that kind of stuff that makes you can't leave. You tell a legal alien, you can't leave because you're on probation, but you don't have to show up. You just can't leave this country until we go to court. That's a felony. That means that judge or that attorney or that any person who said that committed a felony according to the Federal Immigration Act. That's the law. It's on the books already. That's why we can't get the damn thing done, because people won't enforce the damn law. We don't need more laws. We got laws up the yang-yang. We got laws up the ass. We full of law. Like people say, you're full of SHIT. We're full of laws. The problem is that they won't enforce them. See, if it was a liberal law, they would enforce it. Liberal laws, they do something. Conservative laws, they ignore. So whenever you're doing something and you can't get nobody to do a damn thing you're doing, ask yourself, am I conservative or liberal? Because that's what it depends on now. If your son was murdered by a conservative person and you're liberal, they'll move on that. See, the reason why they didn't move, they were moving on this until they realized, oh, we thought he was a liberal. He's conservative. Matter of fact, he wants illegal aliens rounded up. He wants laws passed to say that you're illegally in the country, your ass get deported. If you're illegal in the country and you were on a gang, you get deported. If you're a legal alien in the U.S. and living in the USA, you can't have a damn gun, ever. Never. Liberals say, this passed gun law. Hey, how about this passed a gun law that says that if you're legally in the country, you can't have a gun, ever. If you get caught with a gun in your pocket, you'll ask you 5-10 years just for that by itself. Just for that by itself. You can't even look at a gun. You want a gun, get your ass, go to Mexico. Go hang with Eric Holder in Fast and Furious. See? But we ain't got no tolerance because the government knows that the grieving process is like the lady was saying. It makes you think. You think so much, you think your ass into a damn grave. You think so much, you wake up and be like, you be like Rip Van Winkle. You'll come to, because I do it myself. I be thinking so hard, sometimes I come to and be wondering, where the hell am I for a second? For a minute, you don't even know where you at. Because you were so into it, when you come out, you were like, damn. You was into it. Because that's what grieving does. It shows you ain't, see, if you ain't grieving, you ain't seen how your mind works. You ain't seen true high definition until you start grieving. You start seeing stuff that you be like, damn, because you don't want to see it that clear. You don't want that. You don't want it. You can't stop it, though. It doesn't care where you're at, what you're doing. It always reminds you, oh, yeah, remember how you acting all happy and, hey, maybe it's going to be okay. It says, no, it's not. And they're like, booyah. Remember this? You'd be like, oh, yeah. You'd be like, damn. And then just for thinking you're going to be happy, we're going to give you a real good view. Like she was saying, the coroner and all that kind of stuff. See, we know when you deal with that kind of stuff, you have to know. See, we had to find out what was going on because of the damn court. Man, you find out, you'd be like, woof, you don't even want to know that stuff. But you want to know, but you don't want to know. Then my brain was already showing me stuff. I wasn't even there. I wasn't in the damn autopsy room, but my brain think I was. My brain think I was there because it's showing me. I would swear I was there because I'm seeing autopsy stuff going down. I was never there, okay? That's what you go through. Like she was saying, you want revenge. Like James Brown say, I want revenge. Not just revenge. I want the big payback. James Brown say, I want eye for an eye kind of stuff. You kill somebody, I want to kill somebody. Ain't no crime in wanting to kill nobody. Hey, you think I ain't want to go out there and kill legal alien gangbangers, 18th Street, Mexicans? I just want to, yeah, yes, I do. Have I done it? No. But do you want to? Yeah. If it wasn't against the law, yes. I'd be out there. That's all I'd be doing. I wouldn't even have a job. I'd have a beard. My fingernails would be long. All I'd be doing is hunting down criminals and murderers. See, they don't want you to do that. The other day, a month or so ago, this kid was 10 years old. Somebody killed his brother. And he grew up. He was 16 now, 6 years later. He found out who did it. person didn't even go to jail, got away with it. Oh, no, he couldn't live with that. The boy was hurting the whole time. You know what he did? Killed him. And I'm sure he felt like he was getting the big payback. He felt good. People say, you ever get closure? I'm sure that would give people closure. I would bet that would give me closure if I could kill the person who killed my son. Oh, yeah, see, you want closure. That's closure. See, because you know that's over. And you did it? Oh, yes. I'd probably feel like I was with a woman. I'd feel so good. I have to change my clothes when I'm finished. I know it's getting graphic, but I'm sure it feels like that. Okay? That boy did what he had to do. I would have did the same damn thing. But when he went to court, of course he got caught. See, they'll find you, but they won't find the guy who killed his brother, but they found him. But you know what happened? He went to court, and they thought the judge was going to give him a leniency because he was hurting what happened to his brother, and he didn't really want to hurt nobody, but he was hurting from what happened. You know what that judge did? Gave that boy 250 years. Because you know what the judge said after that? He didn't want nobody else doing that. The judge don't want nobody else going out there getting payback, getting revenge. So he gave that boy all that time. It just shows these are just bastards. But anyway, I got a few websites I want you to go to real quick. This one here is called All Gang Wanted. I want you to see this kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff they run against people in L.A. Go to LAPDonline.org and go into All Gang Wanted. Now, all gang means all gang, white, black, Latino, Asian, Armenian, everybody, right? How come this all gang, about 200 people, maybe less, like about 200 people, all of them Latino? All of them, everyone, every single solitary one, I'm looking at it. I ain't got no reason to lie. If it was a black guy on there, I tell you, every one of them wanted for murder. All of them wanted for murder. I'm looking at one right now. He's a Hispanic, 5'10", 170 pounds, gangbanger. It says, during the party, the suspect became involved in the fight with the victim. The suspect produced a knife and fatally stabbed the victim. Fatally stabbed him. Okay? This happened in L.A. He on the list. Look at that list. You might see somebody you know. You say, hey, that guy work at this store down the street. These people ain't been caught. And they tell me it's so safe around here. All Latinos. What does that tell you? What does that tell you if there's no Crips on this list? There's no Bloods on this list. There's no skinheads, no white gangs, no Asian gangs, no Armenian gangs. What does that tell you? 9 out of 10, these are illegal aliens. This is the LAPD illegal alien murder list. All gang means all gang. Okay, look at it for yourself. Read these stories, man, how these guys just killing people around here. And they all got away with it. Chief Becker said, it's so safe. How is it so safe with all these guys on the street? All of them. They only got one out of all these people has a sign on his face that says, in custody. And you got to read what he did. Whew. He just went on a killing rampage, just killing people. Why? Because they know LAPD, the chief ain't worth a damn. The police chief, when you look at that list, go to the home page and look at Charlie Beck's home page. On that page, he's got on there 45,000 gang members in L.A. Not the county. That's just the city. 45,000. Now, why would he be saying that? Shouldn't he be embarrassed to say, hey, you guys, I'm the police chief. On my main page, I want you guys to know that this is my page. This ain't no bootleg page. My picture's on there. I authorized this website. I'm going to put on there how many gangs are in L.A. 45,000. So if you were the chief of L.A., would you put 45,000 gangbangers in your city if you claim you're so safe? Why would you do that? You know why he did it? Because it's probably about 90,000. Because if you were the police chief, would you put 45,000 gangbangers on your name, on your home page, not just deep into the home page, on the home page, the first page, the main page, the page that everybody looks at when they go to there. Everybody sees the first page. On that first page, he has on there how many gangbangers was in his city. I'm looking at it right now. He has 45,000. He says that it's 450 gangs in L.A. So you know it's double or triple. Because do you think he would admit to 45,000 if he thought it was only 20,000? Come on. He's like, hey, wait a minute. It's not 45,000. It's just 20,000. No, 45,000, that means it's more. 450, that means it's more. Then, right under gang members, what did he put on there? How much money is in the budget for the officers? We got $9,000 per officer in our budget. We need more money. Well, hell, maybe we'll give you more money if that number changes. You can't even click on the number to see what the hell is going on with that 45,000. But you can, okay? Go up to that page right next to Charlie Beck's face. Down, it has total gang statistics. Click on that. See, they think people are not going to do that. I always do. Click on that. Man, look how many women got raped around here in the last month. Look how many people got murdered. And they act like it's no big deal. You know why? They know you're not going to look. They know you're not going to look. They know you're not going to look, okay? Next, I want you to go to the PressTelegram.com. Gang-related crime. I want you to see how they massive gang sweep, and that's 130 arrests across LA, which it was more. It's more in LA. I mean, across the board, I think it was like 700 altogether. Okay, check that out, and then read that story, and then I want you to read the same story. But it's under ICE website, see? Because I want to find out how many damn people are illegal aliens. Okay, go to that website. ICE is bragging that they arrested 600 gang members. 600 of these illegal alien gangs, okay? The Serrano 13s, Mexican Mafia. See, they do a Mexican Mafia work behind the scenes. They're not going to tell us about it. They don't want you to know that they got Mexican Mafia gang members running, cleaning the place out. They said it's 30,000 Serrano 13 gang members. Not 18th Street, MS-13, Crips, Bloods, whatever. Just the Serranos. 30,000. This gang sweep was specifically for Serrano gang members. They arrested altogether 700. I think it was 750. I'm going to round it off. Here we go. 757 total arrests. 633 gang members of the Serranos, okay? But in the same story, it says that this gang now has more than 30,000 members in the USA. How in the hell the USA let 30,000 Mexican Mafia gang members in L.A.? 30,000. Then they run a damn gang sweep of the same gang that have 30,000. And how many did they arrest? 757. So should we feel safe? Oh, I feel so much better now. You guys, oh, thank God. Thank God for you, for ICE. You arrested 638 gang members. Okay, it was 638 gang members. 119 were extra people they caught. So actually, they arrested 638 gang members out of 30,000 of the gang that sits in L.A. So what the hell is that? They need to be ashamed of their damn selves. They need to be ashamed. They got 30,000 Serranos, Mexican Mafia, gang members in L.A., cleaning, killing, drugs. Just read the story. Read it for yourself. Email these stories to people you know. How about them doing a good job? See, they ran that story, 638 gang members, but they never told you out of 30,000. See, that makes sense. That's a difference. Yeah, 638 is a lot. It's a lot, but when you deal with 30,000, that ain't, like the lady said a minute ago, that ain't shit. That ain't shit, okay? What about, and then they're going to say they got to worry about the 18th Street, the MS-13, all them are Serrano gang members too. Read the story. They even got this one guy from El Salvador, 18th Street. They arrested him in Texas. He's wanted from El Salvador for killing people. Now, he done came over here running from murder in El Salvador. He's here now. Okay, read the story. Send these stories to people that we know. See, nothing. Send it to liberals. Send it to these people who run for office and people talking, oh, it's so safe. We're so safe. We had a big gang sweep, arrested 600 people. That's good. But how many is in the gang? Oh, 30,000. So really, you didn't do shit, right? No, not really. But it looks good on paper, huh? Yeah, but we didn't mention the 30,000. You had to go to our website and dig to find that out. Okay, people? Don't be scared, people, to stand up. Don't be scared. They want you to be scared. They want you to think you ain't got a chance. You know what? You got to have that posse mentality. You got to arm yourself. You can't be scared to go get a gun. You learn how to use it. Protect yourself. They're not going to protect you. They got 30,000 gang members running around here. Look at the LAPD website. They ain't caught none of those people. But they want you to think it's safe. You'll feel safe when you have a gun. Learn how to use it. Protect yourself. Don't be scared to say illegal alien. Don't, ain't nothing, ain't a damn thing wrong with you because you don't like illegal aliens. Ain't a damn thing wrong with you.
In Los Angeles, also known as the City of Angels, illegal alien gangs are protected. It's called Sanctuary City. Well, we want to change that with Jamil's law, which will deport illegal alien gangs out of the City of Los Angeles. Because let's face it, when they're here, no one is safe. Follow us on Twitter at GoJamilsLawGo. Because together, yes, we can deport illegal alien gangs out of the City of Angels.